Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Alien Metals is back on Share Talk to update us on the latest news about their rapidly advancing to production Hancock Iron Ore Project in Western Australia. Bill Brody Good, CEO, will tell us all about it. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bonnie. Nice to see you again.
Yes, nice to see you again, too. So yesterday, Alien Metals announced a strategic acquisition agreement to further boost the development of the Hancock Iron Ore Project in Western Australia. You commented that this is a key strategic acquisition of the tenement application located on the southern boundary of Hancock. How significant is this to the future development of the project?
It's strategically, it's incredibly important because the main haul access from the resources at Hancock that we've defined pass through this tenement, the Melina 3752 tenement. So it gives us now ability to sort of manage and control the tenement for sort of continuing our fast track development work for getting that haul road installed, it's a tenement in an iron ore environment. So further down the track, there might well be iron ore that is of interest to the project, but that's much further down. So strategically, it's key really to get the shortest route from the resource to the Great Northern Highway, where the plan is obviously to then transport the product to market via the highway up to Utah Point.
So this assists in basically the logistics of getting the iron ore to road or rail.
Yeah, absolutely. Not the Melina necessarily as an unfriendly party, but it just gives us the comfort, I suppose, and another level of de-risk that we now will be controlling that tenement. And as I say, there might be upside on the iron ore, but key at this point is then we can hopefully fast track the development of the haul road, get the necessary permitting in place so that we can just push ahead as a sort of within in-house, so to speak.
And what other things on the project would you like to accomplish in order to get this fast track to production?
I think, to be honest, everything in the background is going really well. We've signed an initial heritage agreement. The permitting for the mining lease is ongoing. All the different aspects that the studies that need to be done. So they're forging ahead very well. Our recent agreement with Anglo American for an opportunity for them to really look at the project and see if there's interest there with a possible up to $15 million funding and an initial offtake agreement. I think adds huge kudos to the project and shows that even the prelim studies they've done, they like the project, they like the product. And feel that it's something that they'd like to add to their portfolio, which is great. I mean, having that potential for some pre-funding, more than half pre-funding of what we're looking at as the capex needed to get the project off the ground, and also with such a major party who it de-risks the project and makes it much more viable. So. Yeah, we're very excited by everything where we are today, and the team is still pushing hard to get us into production early next year. Next year, let's see where we get to, but that's our strategy, and we're carrying on in that vein.
I mean, that's a major accomplishment to get a major mining company like Anglo American to sign a mandate letter. So you must have been in ongoing discussions with them over the past several months.
Yeah, no, we've been talking to the team at Anglo for 2-3 months, I'd say, and they've been really open and flexible on the initial terms that we've currently sort of agreed on, And as I say, I think they're keen for the product. They see what we currently have as a resource, but I think they also see the potential for both more resource that we've yet to work on and define, hopefully at Hancock. But don't forget, we've got Brockman, which I'm hoping we're due to drill. We're going to get on the ground in the next few weeks to do our maiden drilling there, which with the sentiment and from historic work, we hope that will be potentially a second resource. And with the recent acquisition of Vivash Gorge, close to Brockman, we also have a sense that there might be more product there. So I'd like to think that they're comfortable working with the team, and I think Lloyd and Aaron, especially in Perth, have done a great job working with Anglo. But that this is hopefully the start of a longer term relationship and a larger sort of offtake and product available for them to carry on purchasing.
Well, I mean, they are quite keen if they're deciding to take 100% of the offtake of the iron ore product that you have.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the product, all the tests we've done so far, it's great product. It's that key 60+% with low deleterious material inside. So it is a good, really good quality product. And they obviously strive for different levels of product. What should we get to this point? And they, we get to a final agreement. Then they'll have options. They can use it for blending lower grade material to bring that up to standard, or obviously their choice. Maybe just send it straight to the market to put into the furnaces.
And so, what can we expect as a next update on the iron ore project?
Well, we're just getting final results from the recent little bit of recent drilling on the two ridges. So we going to then, once we've got that's all infill, to hopefully update the resource and hopefully bring it up to the next level. Then it's just continuing what we've been doing, as permitting comes through, different stages of where we're at with, planning on the highway intersection, on the studies we're doing, getting that haul road route sort of granted access to permission for works, all those sorts of things. Just continue, and then results from Brockman, or get drilling there and start getting some results through. It's still a big log jam for analysis, but we'll just keep the market informed. And as I say, hopefully with Vivash, once we can get some boots on the ground, do some work there, start getting a sense of, planning for next year.
Oh, that's great. Well, Bill, thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to catching up with you again very soon.
Well, Bonnie, always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.